The Norfolk and Suffolk Broads are Britain's largest protected wetland. It's a unique man-made environment that's the place to see some stunning flora and fauna. And one of the very best ways to experience it is low down in the water, paddling your own kayak or canoe. It's safe, good fun, and you can hire them at a number of places.
Hello.
Good morning.
Two, please.
OK, yeah, we've got some two-seater canoes available for
Colin Hansey hires out canoes from his caravan park in Bungie at the southern end of the Broads, where he introduced me to the delights of the River Waveney.
Originally, we've got a selection of different sizes for you, just to try that on. And,
doesn't matter how much I weigh, then.
Well, it does, yes.
But... yeah, that's snug.
Good. And if you've got any mobile phones or anything you want to keep dry, look, there's one of these dry bags. You just... Right. Slip your things inside, roll the top over, and secure it to one of the thwarts across the centre of the canoe.
Keep the water out, will it?
And that will just keep
it very
dry.
Effective, isn't it?
Yeah.
And children presumably have life jackets like this as well, do they?
Oh, yes, or? We've got some smaller sizes for the children.
Right.
In fact, we even got a small size for the dog.
And once you, the family, and the dog are fitted out with life jackets, it's time to choose a canoe.
So these are the ones we're taking, aren't they?
Yeah, we've got a selection there of different sizes. There's some Old Town Discovery Sports there. There's some 174s.
They look fairly stable to me. I had in mind a sort of single person canoe.
We don't hire out single kayaks because those ones you actually have to sit inside. And it's a bit more of a risk if you don't know what you're doing. Whereas with these, they're pretty bomb-proof and they're very enjoyable for that. Okay, so we're ready to launch a canoe. Grab that end, I'll grab this one. And take it over to the slipway.
Okay.
With Colin to help, it's all very easy. And the River Waveney is a wonderful, calm place to learn to paddle.
Colin, when I think of the Broads, I think of vast open expanses of water. I don't think of these tiny little waterways. It is a very different experience, isn't it?
We're upstream from the main navigation of the Broads. It's still open for people to come and see, but you're just not inundated with lots of motor cruisers and lots of people. It's more remote, and it's beautiful for that. Beautiful.
Beautifully still morning, isn't it? And the reflections are stunning. And well, we've already seen a swan, a couple of cygnets. The wildlife down here, is it pretty spectacular?
It's amazing, really. You're on the margin of the water. We're close to woodland. We're not that far from the town, so you get all sorts of different bird species. And it's just sort of a generally delightful area to be in.
And being this close to the water, you get a different perspective, don't you, of the river?
You do, yeah. It's almost as if you're just floating like a piece of a log or something, and the wildlife doesn't notice you as being a human being. They just take you as being part of the environment.
That's why we just went past a couple of cormorants perched up in a tree. And the bird life along here is pretty spectacular, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Yeah, there's so many different varieties. It's unbelievable, really.
And you don't think of it, but, I mean, to my right I have Suffolk, to my left I have Norfolk, and you don't often think of the Broads and Suffolk, do you? I mean, they belong to both counties.
Oh, yeah. This river that we're on, of course, is the county boundary between both counties. There's parts of the Broads in Suffolk, and because people don't realise it, perhaps that's why it's a little bit more beautiful.
But the fact is, you can get a canoe pretty much anywhere, can't you?
Yeah, there's a network of canoe hire places. We all work together. For example, if I don't have enough canoes, somebody will bring one in for me, and I do the same for them. We meet up and make sure that we're trained properly to do the job and try and give a good customer satisfaction level.
Has it changed much, the river? Because you've known it all your life.
Yeah, not really. If anything, it's cleaner now than it used to be. It seems to be better water quality now than I remember it 30 years ago. I was born in Bungie and went to the local schools here. In fact, the primary school, we used to be marched down to the riverbank to learn to swim. Right here on this bend here was the local swimming place, known as Sandy. because we couldn't always afford the best canoes in those days. We had to make do with a tin bath sometimes.
It really is beautiful, and Bungay is just one of many places where you can hire a canoe on the Norfolk and Suffolk Broads. There's more information on the Broads Authority and Visit Norfolk websites. Of course, you might be wanting a little more adventure. Whittingham Outdoor Education Centre is just 10 minutes from the city of Norwich. It offers a range of adventure activities, from archery to windsurfing. But it was canoeing that I'd come to learn more about, and instructor Aaron was on hand to help. I'm really struck by the size of the Broad here.
It's not a bad size at all, it's just over a mile long. We use it for lots of different activities, ranging from canoe, kayaking, sailing, windsurfing, to raft building, and a day like today, it should be great fun out on the water.
Today, canoeing, and we need to get kitted up.
Let's go and get kitted up.
Well, you've got quite a storeroom in here, full of all sorts of safety gear.
Equipment, but seeing as it is a nice day, we won't need any jackets, waterproof jackets or coats. Or trousers, we'll just need a buoyancy aid, so okay, let's get this fitted.
Pop that on.
Over your shoulder. And we'll just do it.
Right, so here's our canoe. What is this? Is it a 2-3 man canoe?
Yeah, it's an open Canadian canoe. Yep. You can fit 2 to 3 people nice and comfortably, or you can even put 4 people in.
But you've got plenty here, haven't you?
We've got plenty of them. We've got 20 of them in total, 2 different sizes. This is the smaller of them all.
Let's put the old
paddle.
Paddle in.
Okay, and
pop it in.
Push it in the water.
There's a very definite technique to this, Aaron. I'm not sure I have it.
Yeah, it does take a little while to learn, but it is a sport where within sort of about half an hour you will be able to control the canoe to a basic standard. So it takes time to learn the more perfected strokes, but the basics of it is quite easy to learn.
Now, this is just stunning out here, isn't it?
Beautiful, isn't it? On a day like today, you can't complain whatsoever. Say, we're just cruising up the side in the little bays as we go down the Broad.
And the extraordinary thing is, we're, barely 2 miles, I suppose, as the crow flies, from Norwich city centre.
Yeah,
you couldn't be closer to a major centre of population, could you?
Yeah, can't complain at all. It's within walking distance from the city centre of Norwich. So, yeah, nice and close for anyone to get to.
What sort of people come here, then, to take part in this sort of activity?
All kinds. Kids, adults, private groups, birthday parties, schools, colleges, you name it, we'll give it a go.
In all weathers as well?
In all weathers.
There's loads to do at the Whittingham Outdoor Education Centre, and it's open for everyone throughout the year. Go to their website for more information. For information about canoeing throughout the Norfolk and Suffolk Broads, take a look at the Broads Authority or Visit Norfolk websites.